This is GIS News. Coming up, inner city residents to participate in Community Renewal Program seminar, Justice Square Project part of backlog reduction strategy, and parents urged to increase PTA participation. The details after this message.
My name is Hans Parchman, Olympian student at the University of the West Indies. Because I stayed in school, I achieved my goals. PART is there to help you to succeed. Let PART help you achieve your goals. Stay in school, school we say.
Achieve your goals. Stay in school. A message from the Ministry of Labour and Social Security Programme of Advancement through Health and Education, PATH.
Now the news. Residents from 19 inner-city communities, parliamentarians, representatives from local government and non-governmental entities will participate in a mass consultation forum next week. The forum aims to sensitize participants to the Community Renewal Program, CRP, and facilitate direct interaction among community representatives, donors, and implementing agencies. The meeting, being organized by the Planning Institute of Jamaica and the Social Development Commission, will be held at the Jamaica Conference Center Wednesday, August 14. It marks the first step towards the implementation of Phase 1 of the CRP's pilot program in 18 volatile communities. Phase 1 of the program will start in sections of downtown Kingston and extend to Seaview Gardens. The Community Renewal Program targets 100 volatile and vulnerable communities across the five most crime-affected parishes: Kingston, St. Andrew, St. Catherine, Clarendon, and St. James. The program is being piloted in Majesty Gardens. The Ministry of Justice is moving to expedite its Justice Square project, which will result in the addition of 11 new courtrooms in the Supreme Court. This as part of a larger strategy to reduce the backlog of court cases. Justice Minister Senator Mark Golding says the basement and first two floors of the former NCB building downtown have been renovated and remodeled to accommodate courtrooms, judges' chambers, a registry and holding area.
The upper two stories, we are in the process of getting the National Contracts Commission's approval to continue with the contractor to complete those two floors. We've arrived at an agreed price with the contractor, and we're hoping to be able to start that process. And I'm told that the estimated time for completing that is 5 months from the date that they start.
The Justice Square project started with the acquisition of the former NCB building in 2009 and includes the refurbishing of the Supreme Court, Court of Appeal, and Office of the Director of Public Prosecutions. The government has allocated $410 million in the 2013-2014 budget for construction works under the Ministry of Justice. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites is urging parents to increase their attendance at Parent Teachers Association PTA meetings for the new school year. Mr. Thwaites says it's imperative that parents, especially fathers, play a greater role in their children's academic careers.
One of the difficult tasks that this minister has had is to inquire into the background of the young people who are engaged in violence, disruptive behavior in our schools. And every single one, including the fatalities that you've heard of, that I've had to go into, there has been a deficit in terms of the presence of a strong, affective male in the life of that child, boy or girl.
Minister Thwaites is also encouraging parents to make use of the National Parenting Commission and Parents' Places, which are offering support across the island. And beneficiaries of the Farmwork Program are expressing gratitude for the opportunity afforded them through the initiative. Farmworker Vincent Taylor has been on the program for 23 years.
There are times when we are there on the program, then we can efficiently send our children to school from the primary level right up to the high school level and even some on to university. And it's because of this program here. I want to thank the minister also because I've been listening to him a lot on the GIS and on the news, the way that he is creating some jobs overseas for our Jamaicans.
Mr. Taylor was speaking at a meeting involving representatives of the Ministry of Labour and Social Security and Caribbean Airlines. The meeting was organized to formalize an agreement between the airline and the ministry for transportation of Jamaican farm workers to Canada and the United States. Over 12,000 Jamaicans benefit annually through the government's overseas employment program. That was the GIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.